Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Those two guys need some help. Yes.
Yeah.
Howard's getting old. His mind's getting a little weak, slow.
And I met his wife the other night, and he married a much younger woman.
Yes, and she's beautiful as well.
Yeah.
What happened? He must be rich.
You think?
He must.
He doesn't dress the part.
He must.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
It is working, right? Okay, good, because the microphone light doesn't go on this morning. All right, it works. The bulb's out, but that's all right. That's a continuation of a marvelous day. We couldn't get into the building this morning. Someone changed our security keys.
We're all going to have to start saving money.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Look, see, okay, it's going from bad to worse. No lie, you know, our fobs didn't work this morning. So I get a call at 4 o'clock in the morning from the folks over at BEN who are on the air an hour before we are, and they get in earlier, asking me to come down here to see if my fob will work. It didn't. We had to wake up an engineer, and we're all sitting out there outside because we can't get into the building. And now the mic light doesn't work. And nowhere in my meeting last week with my finance guy to find out if I'm trending in the right direction for retirement eventually did he say leave money to pay for a new Bills stadium. He didn't tell me that part.
Yeah,
I don't have that figured into my plan for the future. How you doing? It's a nice day.
It was a great weekend if you were following the Buffalo sports scene. I think it was just a generally good weekend. Yeah.
Please. Okay. Yeah, I don't have to explain. People know you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, we need games to start so we can get away from these other things.
I did have a dream this weekend, and you were in it.
Okay.
I dream about work quite often, and it's usually you and I doing the show, right? Except this time. I'm in the studio. Maybe this goes to Rob's open about me being old. For some reason, I had fallen asleep during the show. So for those who don't know, Jeremy.
Welcome to the club.
For those who don't know, when Jeremy's in the building, you know, whether it's Chris or Mike, whatever, we sit across from each other at this table, right? So I fell asleep. Jeremy, I wake up. I look up. You're in the building. You're sitting across from me doing the show. And your beard's gone. You only have a mustache.
That's how you know it's a dream.
Then I'm like, I started laughing. I apologize to you, by the way, because I'm laughing on the air because, like, your beard's gone and you're just sitting there with a mustache. I mean, you had clothes on. I didn't want it to think like it was just a mustache, but okay, I digress. Go ahead. Yeah, I guess I'm trying to hold off talking about Jack Eichel's agents, the doctor, and the Bills wanting $1.5 billion. Or, you know, there's other cities elsewhere that would pay handsomely for the team.
Yeah. That story about the Bills, I mean, you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt or whatever because it's according to an ownership source.
Right. And it's not a Bills ownership source,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Seth Wickersham. Yeah. So I guess is Seth Wickersham here being talked to by another NFL owner?
Yeah.
And it becomes like, all right, well, here we go. We're the NFL. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. We're going to lean on Buffalo. And it's, to me, always been likely that it'll be good cop, bad cop, with the NFL being the bad cop. That's generally how it goes for a while, and then ownership in a market tries to hold them off as long as possible. And then sometimes the ownership also becomes the bad cop, like in Oakland or, you know, other
St.
cities
Louis,
that have moved. Yeah, exactly.
San Diego. See, and that's, look, and I get it. I know how negotiations work, right? We've bought houses, you've bought cars. You know, we talk about sports for a living with contracts. I get it. But I always thought you hold off on the, you know, there are other cities. We're not threatening to leave, but there are other cities elsewhere that would pay handsomely. You hold off on that card until negotiations are at a standstill. I didn't think you had to open
with
that.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get right. Like I said, I was angry. And I know I should know better because I know it's a negotiation, right? If you're going to sell your house, hey, you know what? Let's ask for $300,000, even though it's probably worth $200,000. Doesn't hurt to ask. If they say no, you negotiate. And you have a figure in your mind of your let's go for the moon number, and then you have a figure in your head of what we really would settle for to sell the house. So I understand, but right off the bat, you couldn't just come out and say, hey, it's $1.5 billion. We look forward to working with all the parties to try and figure out the best way to get this done. It's $1.5 100% public's paying for it, and there are other cities elsewhere that would pay handsomely. Do you have to play that right off the bat?
And we didn't even get a rendering. I just want a rendering. Let us have a good time
talking about it. Would that
have made
you feel better about $1.5 billion 100% public if there was an artist rendering attached to it?
No, probably not. But, I mean, you know, that'll be a fun day when there's a rendering because we get to look at it. Ooh, it looks like it'd be fun. Plenty of things that we had thought and heard and been like half reported are also in there about how it will be built next to the current stadium.
Yeah.
You know, like it is funny that to do all that, to spend all that money to build another stadium in Orchard Park is, I guess that's a decision that could be made, that you could do that.
That's what the Mets did when they built Citi Field. They built it.
Yeah.
They stayed in Shea and they built the other one right next door.
The difference for the Mets being that it's in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big city.
Correct.
You gotta find space. It's harder to find space in the city there.
And it's very expensive to find space in the city.
Yeah, and it's public transportation. Orchard Park is, you know, I think a lot of people look at the stadium and love it and think, all right, it's fine there. But if they ever build again, they probably shouldn't build out there.
Yeah.
Then again, plenty of people think they should build it right there. There was a lot in this report, again, in the Buffalo News, including the I guess the dismissal of the idea they'd have to play at Penn State for 2 years, which was always the most ridiculous idea that there was, that they were going to knock down the current stadium and build another one on top of it and need to leave for a year or two.
Yeah.
Like that, I never believed that for a single second, and it sure appears like that would not be in any sort of scenario.
No, you'd stay here. Basically, the one downside is, I assume, you would lose parking spaces. Right.
Yes.
I mean, if you're building a new stadium next to the existing facility and you're playing multiple football seasons through the construction of the new stadium, then you're going to have to take up some land by the stadium, which means we're just going to lose parking spaces.
Yeah. Well, here I want to say, like, here we go. Here begins the battle.
Yeah.
The other thing about it is 100% of public funding.
Right.
You know, like, it is a time in the world, and you could even not even have to say the sports world, where what's the counteroffer? Zero?
Right.
Feels like the counteroffer should be zero, and it feels like the final offer should be zero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are teams that have paid for their entire stadium. Mm-hmm. This is a profitable venture. Go get private investors.
Right. And that's part of it, too. It's really, especially in light of what we've all been going through the last year and a half, you know, with the pandemic and the economic hardships and people losing jobs and people losing businesses and everybody watching their budget and all that stuff, it's really hard to hear, okay, a billionaire owner who works in a business that generates, I don't know what, $8-9 billion a year in revenues, whatever the NFL generates right now, is now asking for 100% of public money to pay for the new football stadium, which this is always the argument, he'll profit from it. We won't. You won't profit from it other than you get to go to the football games. You're a season ticket holder. But you won't physically profit from it. I won't profit from it. The league will profit from it. The other owners around the league will profit from it, right? If you're going to generate more revenue with a new stadium and revenue is shared around the NFL, you know, what's his face? Stan Kroenke, who's printing money in Los Angeles, gets to profit off the Bills' new stadium. And we don't. We get to keep – this is the whole argument of leverage and threats. You get to keep your football team.
Yep.
And this is a good time to keep the football team, by the way.
And we could say, of course, that, you know, football, the NFL is a stadium-building business.
Yes,
one of the things they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I also think if you are an NFL owner, you don't want to be the one with the bad stadium.
That's right.
You know, you pull into any play – you pull into a yacht club – you don't drive in there puttering in with, you know, a 50-year-old thing like the
You're good, man. You're good. My analogy was going to be, this is a very exclusive club. You don't drive up to the front door in a used car.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's ego involved, and there's, you know, oh, of course, have you seen our stadium? Have you been? We've you know, put Buffalo in another stratosphere. There's going to be a lot of that at work because, of course, you know, everybody knows you could continue to play games in the stadium you have.
Yeah.
The Bills don't need a new house. There's plenty of public money that could be spent on people that do need new houses,
right,
that can't afford to pay for it themselves. The Bills, of course, can. The revenue the NFL generates, this is like the thing for me, and I am not the numbers guy when it comes to the money, but they spent $1.4 billion on the Bills. How many years did it take them to make it all back? Five?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take long. They make unbelievable amounts of money owning a pro football team. And if you want to build a stadium, by the way, the stadium will cost more than the team did.
Mm-hmm.
The team costs 1.4. The stadium is 1.5. I'm kind of interested in, I want to know if the stadium and how it was designed and how it will be built will also be economic, efficient, and effective. The way the Buffalo Sabres are now going to be economic, efficient, and effective.
I forgot all about that. There's very.
I mean,
good,
like, these are all things when you own both sports teams. Yeah. I've got to look at everything about it. Of course, the $1.5 billion does include renovations to KeyBank Center,
mm-hmm.
so it's not a $1.5 billion stadium. It's a $1.5 billion package,
right? And it's $1.1 for football, right?
Yes. Okay. In that case, now I've got $400 million going into the KeyBank Center. So what's that look like? Entirely new, redone. It's obviously the first ask of a very, very long process and a very big process. And I don't know how it looks 3 years from now. I mean, we are at a time where materials have, never been more expensive.
You can't find certain stuff, right?
It's a terrible time to try to be building a stadium
or
building just about anything in terms of saving money.
If you do find it, your costs are going to be a lot higher. I mean, if you've tried to replace your deck this summer or done anything in terms of home improvement and you use a contractor, my guess is he told you, I would wait another year because right now it's like double the normal price for materials.
Yeah.
I mean, I got that speech from our guy. So
there's a lot at work, of course.
And it's frustrating. Look, I know we all know how it works. Again, like I said off the top, I get it, but it's just don't bash me over the head right away with all of the threat cards. And maybe threat's too strong a word, right? The way the story was written here, I'll read it right from the news. The team has made no overt threats, sources say, to leave Buffalo if it doesn't get the full funding request. But it has made clear to government negotiators that there are other cities elsewhere that desire an NFL franchise and would pay handsomely for it. Ruling here then, my co-host of 17 years, if you're not going to threaten to leave but point out other cities would pay handsomely for the team, isn't that a threat?
Yes.
So can I call it a threat or am I not calling it a threat?
Well, there will be an opportunity on the record to say, of course, we will never leave.
And I don't think they're going to leave. I probably should say
that. I don't
either. Not for a second.
I don't either.
For a second do I ever think they're leaving.
Will they on the record say, it's ridiculous, we are never going to leave?
Well, I guess they can't. That's not how negotiations work.
Well, they can.
What
any owner does in this scenario is put a price on threatening your fans.
Yeah.
What's it worth? Maybe $300 million if we just make everybody mad at us and threaten to leave and go to Austin. I mean, again, they didn't do this. There's a report from an ownership source from – and, like, all due respect to Seth Wickersham, we never see him reporting anything on the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, this is a story from some other NFL owner.
Right. That's why I did ask you – I should look at the tweet again. He didn't say a ownership source connected to the Bills, right? He just said an ownership source. Now, that could be – anybody with one of the other 31 teams in the league, and that would make perfect sense because if the Bills don't, to your good cop, bad cop, the Bills don't want to be the Pegulas, don't want to be the bad cop. They got enough on their plate right now in terms of bad stuff. They don't want to be the bad cop, so you just find an unnamed owner somewhere else in the league. Jerry Jones tells Seth Wickersham, yeah, just so you know, I mean, maybe he's a bad example in Texas, but you get the point. You just find another owner, and they play the whole, just so you know, you always have to have, in any league, you always have to have a city in reserve. And for years, L.A., for a long time ago, it was St. Louis, it was Baltimore, it was San Antonio was in there.
I feel like
point.
Vegas was it for
Vegas,
a little bit, then
that's
Vegas
right.
got
sure.
a team.
Sure. Well, Vegas is in the Oakland A's card right now, right? Major League Baseball is telling people in Oakland, if you don't help us build a new stadium, your team's going to Vegas, just like your football team. So I said, I'm probably getting angrier than I should because I do not think the Bills are leaving. I just would like to not go the traditional route of, oh, by the way, there are other cities and we're not willing to pay a cent for this, says the business that, despite a global pandemic, recently doubled its network television rights. And it took a global pandemic for the Green Bay Packers for the first time in 20 years to have more expenses than revenues. A global pandemic caused that. I mean, they're fine. They print money. It's really hard to hear this ask in this era, in this time of economic hardship from a league that prints billions of dollars every year. It's very frustrating.
Yep.
And then you know what? Then you got to wake up and you go online and you go to CBS Sports. And of course, in the headline of the story is Austin, a possible site for the Bills. And then you go to ProFootballTalk.com and have the obligatory, just so you know, Bills fans, you're probably not losing your team, but you might want to talk to fans in San Diego, St. Louis, and Oakland. Like, why do we have to go down that path?
Well, we don't. But, you know, the people
involved.
Unless
ownership comes out and says, we're not leaving.
Right.
We'll sit down and we'll work out a deal where, you know, the state will pay for some, right? We'll end up paying for some. The Pegulas can pay for some. And you find private investors can pay for some. And you work all this stuff out.
Yeah. You could sit down and negotiate a deal. Or we can all sit here and say, no public money.
You could. And then just, you know, I don't know. Can you work
Get
out
private investors.
Hotel taxes and rental car taxes and I don't know what other you. I don't know. Well, I guess there's always user fees on top of ticket prices. But, yeah, there's got to be a way to do this other than, yeah, 100% public money.
They could just pay for a stadium and build it themselves.
That would be nice.
It's been done. Seattle built everything, private investment. The Seattle hockey team, that is. Seattle Kraken. Robert Kraft built his own stadium, paid for it himself.
There you go. Build a new stadium and open a mall in Orchard Park to pay for the stadium. I mean,
you know, what? There are lots of ways to do it. It just happens that often in pro sports over the last 40 years, the public has been saddled with a large chunk of the bill. And it sure has looked like those days are going away, or at least you know, the deals are getting better for the public because everybody's onto it. Everybody knows there's plenty of evidence that it does not help the community in the way they say it does.
Right.
You know, the big thing that I remember the Bills back when they wanted – changes to the stadium, the big thing was like, well, think of how much tax all of our players pay. Yeah, cool. So if we give you all that money back, it's a wash and you stay. Okay, can I do that too?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I pay a lot of taxes. Why don't you give me the same amount of money I pay in taxes back and just say like, hey, it's cool. We'll call it even.
Yeah.
Other businesses do get to do this.
Well, they get tax breaks.
Sure, we know about tax breaks for businesses. The difference is that, I mean, whatever, there are probably a lot of differences, a lot of similarities. I don't want to get too particular on that. This is a wildly profitable business that makes money by charging people that live in the area a lot of money for a lot of things, and it's going to be you pay for the stadium? Like, I'll pass.
It's a hard push. Yeah, right. Right, and because, you know, ticket prices go up, parking prices go up, whatever, you know, like I said, you're a user. You get season tickets.
$1.5 billion, free parking for life?
Ooh, that'd
are
be
the tickets
free,
included?
Not for your camper. Hmm. I think it's free parking for cars, I believe, with a camper you would have to probably pay. It's a bigger vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a difficult, anyway, yeah, I know I said, like I said, I saw it and I got... You know, I got angry because the whole Austin thing. It's just don't do that. You know, I understand that there's a negotiation involved, and I personally don't want to pay for the stadium myself. As I said, I'm trying to save money at this point in my life, but I also understand that this is how it works, and it's cities are going to ask for this, or counties, or states, or whatever, and all this stuff. But I just, you know, the whole. I'm just not up for the negotiating process. I'm really not in the mood to handle all the ins and outs and the backs and forths and this ask and that ask and then whatever. It's just tired of this crap. Plus, it's a bad time for ownership over there because I'm in a really dark spot with their hockey team.
Yeah, it's not been a great run of late. We need the football team.
See, that's
hey, at
it.
Least they're healthy for now and practicing. But, I mean, it's not like they haven't had their own issues in that department. I mean, right. You know, anyway.
Yeah, I need the season to start. I mean, it was so – the best part of the weekend, for me, the best part of the weekend was watching the videos on Twitter from people who were at the open practice Saturday and the noise and the fans and, you know, here's Josh Allen walking down the tunnel and the place – the fans are chanting MVP and the players are, you know, throwing – gloves or equipment into the stands or whatever, and just hearing like noise from 15,000 people at the stadium for an open practice, that was the best part of the weekend. I need games, I need football, so I don't have to talk about leases and new stadiums and costs and artificial disc replacements and trade chatter, and I need like real football games fast.
And all of it without a rendering. I mean, come on.
Didn't even get a rendering of the artificial disc replacement. Did you want a skeleton or
yes.
something to go with it?
Let's get visuals.
Okay, so here
visuals
is the
help.
Bone. Here's, now, if you were to you take this disc out and fuse it, you need like the actual skeleton with someone showing you what's happening. My chiropractor has a skeleton in the office, and he can show me C5, C6, this, that, this, and the other. Yeah, you didn't get an artist rendering with the artificial disc replacement.
Need an artist rendering.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. You show me a fancy picture, I might have come on today and been like, I love it.
Hey, does
I like a rendering.
I didn't is the 1.1 for the stadium with a dome or without a dome?
Without.
Without a dome. Got it. I just want to make sure okay. Can you get a retractable roof?
I mean, all indications have been that it's never been
open air, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Or never been gonna be closing a dome. It's always gonna be open air.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who tweeted it first because a lot of people did tweet it eventually. I did like whoever was the first person to tweet out about this story, just drill another well. So
that is
I wish
a
I
quote from the owner.
Yes,
that
that's
he
why
wanted more money.
Right, that's why I thought it was his very first press conference when he bought the Sabres, right?
Now we have every reason to believe that team's going to operate on a budget and probably save about, what, $20 million this year based on player salaries?
Yeah, they'll be under where they usually are with the cap, right? You would think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whoever tweeted that out, thank you. That also made my weekend. I laughed. I thought that was a really funny line. Okay, a lot of stuff to get to this morning. Happy Monday, but hey, are we in August?
Yes, it's August 2nd.
Wow. Jeez, it's August 2nd. All right, happy August. 803, August 2nd. Why isn't it? August 2nd's in my head for some reason. I don't know why. All right, 803-0550 to join us. We got the Bills stadium stuff to talk about. We're going to get into Jack Eichel and a doctor and fusion and a whole bunch of different things about that. And as is always the case, phone lines are always open. If you want to share an opinion or bring in a question about what we are discussing, great. If there's something else you'd like to bring up, maybe you were at the open practice or whatever, there's something else on the weekend you'd like to discuss, you can always call us up and change the subject. That's fine, too. On the show today, big show today, by the way, Sal's going to join us at 7. Of course, he was at the practice on Saturday. Bills GM Brandon Bean is going to be on with us this morning at 8 o'clock. Paul Hamilton with us at 8:30 to go through the latest on the Eichel front. And Brian Daboll, the Bills offensive coordinator, will speak with the media in Orchard Park at 9:15 prior to practice this morning. And we are planning to bring that to you live. Again, that is at 9:15. There you go. Full plate. Join us this morning. WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo News reporting the Pegulas are asking for $1.5 billion, which would cover a new football stadium in Orchard Park, as well as improvements at KeyBank Center. They are asking for 100% public money for those projects. The Bills will be on the practice field this morning at 10 o'clock. Brian Daboll will chat with the media at 9:15. We'll have that for you live on WGR. Colts quarterback Carson Wentz has a foot injury. At this point, it looks like they will try rehab instead of immediate surgery and hope that he will be ready to go for opening day. The Browns have signed running back Nick Chubb, 3-year contract, $36 million. Oh, by the way, coverage of Bill's training camp on WGR is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your board of attorneys, and by Jim's Steakhouse, celebrating 40 years of mouthwatering hoagies and chicken finger subs. Hockey news, Evander Kane, former Sabre, denies allegations from his wife that he bet on hockey. Marc-Andre Fleury, who was traded from Vegas to Chicago, remember there was some speculation he might not show up, he's going to report and play for the Blackhawks this season. Baseball, the Yankees beat the Marlins. The Jays finished off a sweep of the Royals. The Mets lost to the Reds, and the Bisons lost to Worcester. And U.S. men's soccer beat Mexico to win the Gold Cup. Those are your Paddock Chevrolet headlines. Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. Next update at 7 o'clock.
My initial thought is, good luck. That's just not going to happen. But this is how these things go. There are negotiations. You have an opening offer, and you probably have 10, 20 different offer points between that and the ultimate deal.
That is Dave Leventhal, Business Insider, with our friends over at WBEN Radio. Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome to August. Phone lines are open. You can join us on the Bills, on the stadium, on Eichel, which we'll get to, on anything else you want to discuss at 803-0550 or 888-550-2550.
You did not include the F1 race in the headlines.
Yeah, I was going. I have it here. I left it out.
It was maybe the craziest F1 race we've ever seen.
Yeah.
In our short fandom.
Yeah, you know what? Would have been funny, Jeremy, yeah. if you didn't tune in at 8:55 or 9 o'clock, whatever, and you waited a few minutes, maybe you joined in like a half hour later, you'd be like, where the hell is everybody?
Yep.
What's Hamilton doing down there? Why is Verstappen down at the bottom? What happened to all those other drivers? Yeah, it was nuts.
Well, it seems like Mercedes has this thing now where they just take everybody out so Hamilton can win.
Yeah, right? It's getting
nasty.
Bottas,
he got a – you see the penalty he got for the next race?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, five-place penalty on the grid.
Yeah.
That's good.
See, now this is where my F1 newbiness might come in. I feel like that's like a slap on the wrist.
No, like, the slaps on the wrist are 5 seconds in that race.
He'll start five spots further back in the next grid, right?
Yeah, so if he qualifies second, he starts seventh.
Right, but he's got a whole race to make up, and he's got maybe the best car or one of the best cars on the circuit, right? I don't know.
I just feel like it's the biggest penalty I've ever heard.
Okay, see, I thought, like, to me, you want to really screw the guy over? Give him, like, a 10 or 15-second stop and go during the race? I don't know. I just thought it was...
Well, wasn't he already out?
Yeah, yeah.
In
the next race. Maybe give him a time penalty in the next race, but whatever. Yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts. It was weird because there were guys that were leading that were not used to watching leading the race. I'm sitting there going, hey, yep. we're the big-name guys.
And then the guy that finished in second got disqualified.
I saw that, and yeah. He didn't have enough fuel. Gas or something.
Fuel he didn't get a fuel sample.
Crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, maybe $1.5 billion for the stadium. If it includes an F1 course. All right? We can get on the F1 circuit. It's got to be a multi-use facility. So there's one of the uses I'd like to see.
And it includes keeping Jack Eichel and having his surgery so he can stay here.
Yeah.
Can I add that on? No, that's – you know how they have budget bills and they attach stuff to budget bills all the time? Can I attach Eichel to the stadium and arena funding bill? No? That's not even a bill yet. It's just a proposal.
That's the thing, though. I think that – Even if it's okay, this is how this goes, it's the first offer,
mm-hmm.
a 100% ask is offensive.
Yeah, right.
I think a lot of people look at it and think it's offensive, and you've got plenty to say, well, it's just part of the process. But what happens is you sit down strategically and say, listen, we're going to look pretty bad for this, but let's just go ahead and ask for the public to pay for all of it.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And again, they have not specifically done. That's just the mm-hmm. report from an ownership source.
Right.
And I want to somehow today walk this line of, hey, we know that's not going to happen. We know that's part of the strategy versus, and also with like, you know, it's not like it was announced. It was an ownership source. It's Seth Wickersham reporting this but it still stinks.
Yeah. Honestly. That still didn't bug me as much as the, there are other cities elsewhere that desire a franchise that would handsomely pay for it. That bothered me far more than the 100%.
Well,
because I know they're going to come off it. There's no way this thing is 100% publicly funded. No way.
No, and there's probably not a high likelihood it's 100% privately funded, though it, of mm-hmm. course, should be. The other thing about it is, I think Buffalo is not exactly the same market as all these others. Do the Raiders sell themselves as a part of the family in Oakland? Did they do that with the Raiders, right? The Bills very much love to be selling themselves as one Buffalo. We're all in this together. Bills Mafia, you're the greatest. The fans are really important, of course. There's a relationship with the team. We went through an ownership change with these owners where when they bought the team, there was a giant ceremony and they're never leaving. All the fears you had before, those are gone. So for it to be what, less than 10 years later
mm-hmm.
and have anyone even suggest that, well, I mean, if we have to, we could go somewhere else. I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to,
I mean,
to grow up a fan of a team and then somehow buy that team and even utter the words
right.
to anyone ever, anywhere, even if you didn't mean it.
Yeah. And I think, and again, that's why I think maybe every time we have this discussion, I don't know if I should continually preface the remarks by saying, I don't think they're leaving. I'm not here to have a radio show where we scare people. I mean, I'm not going to do that because I don't think they're going to go. But and for a while you could get away with the, this happens. They're not going anywhere. We had a little stretch there, right? After Cleveland went to Baltimore or Baltimore went to Cleveland. Sorry. Whatever. Everybody went wherever they went. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I lost track. Houston went to Tennessee. It got quiet for a little while, right? But what's happened in the last few years? Three cities lost their teams. St. Louis lost their team. San Diego lost their team. Oakland lost their team. I don't think the Bills are ever going to leave. But because that's out there, and by the way, you also have to have, is Austin going to pony up billions of dollars for an NFL team? I don't know. I mean, L.A. can afford it, I guess. I'm not sure about Austin. You have to have a legitimate threat, too, to play that card. I just don't even – it just doesn't even need to be played. And to your point about the 100%, and I don't know how – you can tell me, Jeremy, I have no idea how this stuff works. Maybe I – it, when you put a proposal together, when the Pagulas put their proposal and they're ready to send it to the state, the county, whoever they have to send it for, okay, this is our plan. It's a new stadium. Here's the cost. Here's what we need to improve Key Bank Center. I'm guessing when you do that, you have to state about funding, because if not, just here's what it costs. We need to have some meetings. Let's figure out how we can fund all this stuff. Do you have to put in, it's 1.5 and the public's paying for all of it? I mean, does that have to be out there? That's nuts too. Why do you, it is, it's insulting. You know, some people might be really comfortable with, okay, yeah, I'll give my fair share. I want the football team here, love the football team. Maybe you think it helps the economy, whatever. Some people might be willing to say, all right, yeah, sure. I'll give you my little percentage of whatever it takes for the public money. But it's insulting to play the negotiating card of, you know, there are other cities elsewhere and it's 100% you're paying for it. I mean, yeah, we've got extra money. Nothing's happened in the last year and a half to affect right. our economy and our daily income. Well, all's good. Don't worry about it.
And again, maybe this is more a point for the ownership source, because it's not like the owners of the Bills have said anything publicly about this. Like, this is all, it's been reported, this and that. I keep wanting to do that just so I'm not accused of saying, like, yeah. Well, the Pagulas definitely want.
Right.
This is an element of, hey, read the room. Like, hey, ownership source, read the room. Like, maybe wait a little bit right. into this process before dropping that on everyone.
Right, that's right. Do you have to? That's my point. And maybe that's dumb for me to even say that. Like, if you're going to insult me, can you just not do it right away? Can you wait a month and then tell me, oh, by the way, we're going to ask for 100% public money? It was too much to happen. We all knew the new stadium, right? They wanted a new stadium. We know the league wants them to have a new stadium. And the league, through, you know, maybe it's not through the Pagulas, this is what the NFL does, you know, right? Minnesota fans were threatened that the Vikings would leave, right? Everybody, some teams did yep. lose their teams, right? Didn't the, I don't even, maybe the Minnesota owner flew to Los Angeles or something like that. This happens. I get it, and I don't think it's happening here, but could you just not right off the bat hit me with everything? $1.5 billion, Austin, public money. I mean, can you just, you know, hold off on the bad news and give it to me gradually if you don't mind?
Well, that's a big part of this too. Like, you know, trying to figure out when the right time is And
there is none, really, if you're going to do what they're asking for. There is no right time, and I don't really know a proper way to phrase this other than, you know, can you just be a little gentle with me, please? You know, I just, not all at once. I assume at the end of the day, I know you said best case scenario would be 100% private money. I doubt that's happening. So I assume at the end of the day.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't sit here and say, of course, that should happen that way.
Of course, but yeah, it probably isn't. It probably isn't going to happen. So at the end, I mean, the governor is going to yell and scream that the state has no money. The county is going to yell, and we're all going to yell. At the end of the day, there's probably some combination that'll come together.
Well, it's worth pointing out. The NFL's about to get a brand new revenue stream of mm-hmm. a lot of gambling.
Yes, that's
Pay
true.
For it with
that's
your right. own money.
Yeah, I forgot about
you,
that.
You are already in an incredibly wealthy league, and every team is very wealthy, and you're about to start making even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Now, what builds stadiums? Gambling revenue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
Cover it with the brand new incoming gambling revenue, because as you build the new stadium, my guess is, if it's anything like it is in the Premier League, I've been to Premier League games. Guess what you can do? Gamble at the games.
Right.
Are you going to be able to just go ahead and place a bet on the Bills right. at the game? If you are, and it's their own sports book, which, you know, these teams are pretty soon going to want to launch their own sports books. There you go. That's how you pay for your stadium.
Yeah, there's your
that way the fans, the people attending, they actually do pay for
that's
it.
That's your user revenue, right? That's your user fee.
Instead
Instead of a surcharge on top of the ticket you buy for every game, the user fee would be people betting on the sport are funding the stadium. That's brilliant. You should send that to somebody.
I'll try.
No, because you're right. They're going to already, teams are already making deals, right? Aren't they making deals with New Orleans sold the naming rights, I think, to a gambling company. Isn't it going to be like Caesars?
It's the Caesars Superdome.
Caesars Superdome?
Yep.
And teams are striking deals for, you know, betting services, basically, and you know that's a brilliant idea. They're going to make a ton of money. Why? Because people are going to bet on football like crazy. Of course they're going to make millions of dollars on betting revenue. There you go. Open up. Didn't they used to have, what was it, like a G4 fund or something? They used to have a fund set aside with money for stadiums, and you would tap into it. I believe it had to be replenished. You'd had to pay it back. But could you, okay, so create a new stadium fund. We need a stadium. I think, what, isn't Washington angling for another new stadium? So create a fund on the side. It's like the old Christmas club that your parents or grandparents would tell you about, where they would have money taken out of their paycheck, and it would go into this Christmas club savings account or vacation club savings account. And you'd put money aside, and when it came time for vacation, there you go. There's your money. So you're brilliant. Open up a fund, set it aside, take a percentage of revenue that comes in from all the gambling, national, from the league standpoint, individual teams, and fund all that into this particular stadium fund. So it's there. Brilliant. Can you solve the disc replacement next when we get back?
Yeah, I have the answer to that. Yeah, I do.
You're on a roll today. This is beautiful. I'm going to ask you for lottery numbers by the end of the show. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. What are your thoughts on the ask from the Pegulas for the new football stadium and KeyBank Center improvements? We are starting there this morning, and we're open to other stuff you'd like to get to. That's always fine. Grab a line. Join us here on WGR.
First of all, you got to know what the Pegulas are putting into it, because they are obviously very wealthy people. They own the team. They bought the team knowing the stadium situation. And I think we got to know what their skin in the game is. And this can't be a fully public-financed kind of a thing.
That is State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort speaking with WBEN. Happy Monday. We're getting your thoughts on the ask. I was going to say the Bills Stadium ask, but it's mostly Bills Stadium and your tidy little $400 million for KeyBank Center improvements. 803-0550 to join us on that, or whatever else is on your mind. We will actually, when Sal joins us at 7, or a few minutes after, we'll get into practice. There was a little skirmish at Friday's practice, first fight of camp. That's always fun. And then the open practice on Saturday, and we'll get the latest on the football front from Mr. Capaccio coming up in just like 15 minutes or so. All right, what do you want to solve next? Or do you want to tell me about your golf experience at Oak Hill? I almost forgot. That's on my list of things to get to today.
It was great. I'm excited for the tournament to be there again in 2023.
Is that when it is? Oh,
that's the next close. PGA Championship. Yeah. Walking the course, you know, I think a lot of golfers do this. If you've walked the course a couple times, you remember it. And being there Friday playing golf with the super secret Oak Hill source, I remembered being there for the one that McKeel won. I remembered watching Phil hit it in the water on this hole. And I remembered, oh, yeah, that's where I bought a hamburger or whatever it might have been that was being served that day. So it was kind of fun just to be there to go back in time to remember walking the grounds for those tournaments. And as I told you, the number one reason to ever play a course where there's going to be tournaments is now when – you know, I'm watching on TV and Rory's got a big putt from above the hole on the 13th. I can say, like, I made this putt. Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. I made it.
You should DM and go, here's how I would play this hole.
I played this, you know, it's a left to right, you know, trust it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No. It was a great time. So
Birdies?
No birdies, but I played. I mean, not that anybody cares. I played an incredible round. One of my best of the year.
Did you shoot like 84?
84.
That's outstanding. Yeah.
One of my best rounds of the year. Yep. I was very happy.
I would think that's one of your best rounds ever in light of the course you were playing.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So it made me miss, I mean, obviously being out there at Oak Hill was wonderful. I was a little nostalgic for St. John Fisher, for Bills camp.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there, and driving to it, I'm driving by the same gas stations that I stop and get gas on the way home from St. John Fisher when we'd be at training camp.
Yep.
And it's that time of year. So I did have a little bit of that feel like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if I was doing this right after we had already done a show at practice and talked to, you know, Tremaine Edmonds and Deion Dawkins and had seen them practice and stayed for a little bit. You know, just to be able to be around that would have been nice. But again, the alternative for the Bills is 15,000 people at the stadium.
Yeah.
For a practice, which is pretty cool, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'd imagine the players had to love getting back in front of fans for the first time since the playoff game, but, you know, it's only been like, you know, a couple of times up here.
You know, it's funny, you forget Dane Jackson. I saw a clip from Dane Jackson, and he was in, he had done interviews, I guess, or did whatever. He was talking to the media after practice, and he was talking about how great the experience was. And I remembered, oh, that's right. You haven't experienced the stadium in real life. You know, he was a rookie here last year. So, yeah, there were, whatever it was, 6,700, 6,200 for the playoff games. And I thought, if you think that's cool Saturday and you thought that was noisy with 15,000, wait till you walk down the tunnel on opening day right before the kickoff against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, there are plenty of guys. Josh Allen has experienced that. There are plenty of guys on this team that have experienced that. And that's what I was thinking about with Saturday. I always find it, Jeremy, really cool for the new guys that come in, the draft picks or undrafted free agents, rookies, you know, when they come in and they make the team, that first home game, not preseason, first home game where the place is packed, and what it must feel like when they walk down the tunnel, walk out onto the field, look around, see all these fans and hear all the noise cascading down from the stadium. And I forgot a guy like Dane Jackson, who was here and technically played in front of Bills fans in the playoffs, but has yet to fully experience what it's like in that stadium on a game day. And that always sends some chills up my spine to hear guys talk about what it's like having never experienced it before. And I can't wait for opening day for him and guys like that, the Rousseaus and the Bashams and all these guys, to see what it's like. And I guess, maybe, you know what, more so the guys who were here last year and didn't have that feeling, never really got to play in front of a full house.
Like Diggs?
Yeah, like, you know what, that's
funny. Immediate star on the team?
Yeah, when Diggs did Diggs, the little things that you forget, when they did their press conferences on day one, right, and Josh was made available, and somebody tweeted out, one of the guys in the media, I forget who, first time they had a chance to see Diggs in person. Everything was Zoom calls with him last year. He's never even done that. Like, oh, you get to sit down, the media's here in the press room, get to do, like, all this stuff hadn't happened last season, and Diggs experiencing, can you imagine what that's going to be like for him to walk out on the turf and all those other guys to have 70,000 screaming maniacs, including yourself, yelling and screaming on opening day against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One quick text from a listener. We connect with our fans from Bond, Chenick & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Texter writes in, taxpayers should not have to pay a single penny for a new stadium, but also points out, you know, Buffalo and Niagara combined is $1.3 million. Austin has over $1 million itself. San Antonio is about the distance of Rochester.
Oh, okay.
The silly thing about the Austin, Texas mention from that one ownership source or the Pro Football Talk article is, or was it in the Buffalo News too?
Yes.
No, it was in the Buffalo News too. No, the Buffalo News didn't mention Austin. The Buffalo News article
other cities,
said,
that's right. Other cities. Seth Wickersham, I think, mentioned Austin specifically.
Like, now we got to get reports where the Austin City Council is unaware. that was reported already this morning. Like, the Austin City Council is unaware of this.
Yeah.
And then we got to get deeper into, well, Jerry Jones and who's the Texans owner? Bob?
No, it's his son. It's Cal McNair.
Cal McNair.
Yeah.
These two would have to agree.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To allow a team in Austin, Texas, because it's in their mark. And it's like, we know there's a lot to this process. I don't think we have to go that far down the rabbit hole yet. But I, But while we're there, right, all of a sudden you're going to be the third biggest team in Texas.
Yeah.
And just be what, within shouting distance of Houston?
Seems okay. Odd, right?
Houston's the fourth largest market in the country, right? It's like a top five market, and the Texans are going to need money if you want to jump in there and be close to them. Whatever. It's like I said, like part of you wants to talk about it, and the other part wants to be like, well, this is all ridiculous anyway. Mm-hmm. They're not moving to Austin.
Yeah. I'm,
they just need to find a city that looks big and sounds scary. That's what it's always been about.
Yeah. Like Los Angeles? Good choice.
I mean, the Sabres were going to move to what? Portland?
Yeah.
Oregon?
I think
Portland
Houston
still doesn't have
mentioned
a hockey team.
Yeah.
Houston sometimes. I mean, how many times was Seattle ever mentioned as a potential NHL relocation site? And yet that's who ends up getting the team.
Right. I don't think they were mentioned. Yeah. All right, we'll get a break in, and we'll talk some football with Sal when we get back. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.